Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Well, this is obviously going to be an extremely important and historical broadcast today on a host of fronts and issues. The euro is now accelerating its collapse into the next phase of world government by design. Resistance is mounting at levels the globalists were not ready for, and they are concerned about that. We also, of course, have the International Criminal Court calling for the arrest and issuing an arrest warrant for Muammar Gaddafi. We also have the spy grid of the federal government expanding headline. Now Obama sending out snoopers to pose as patients so they can check up on doctors. New York Times, U.S. planned stealth survey on access to doctors. They're moving towards making doctors take Medicare and Medicaid. Doctors, you know, private practice can refuse to be involved with the government. Now they're moving to gather the data to try to make it law and basically nationalize the doctors. That's where all of that is going today. We're going to be breaking that down. Also, Fukushima residents now showing high levels of radiation in their urine. We also, listeners were reporting this 2 weeks ago to us and getting mad that we weren't confirming it. I mean, I could have gotten on an airplane and flown out there, but it looks like what listeners have been saying has been right. They say it was already flooded weeks ago, but now CNN and others are having to report, and there's some other reports that it looks like it may be a cover-up. Some are saying it's melted down. I don't see any evidence of that. Berm protecting Fort Calhoun nuclear plant breaks. Plant flooded. It's now on emergency diesel generators. Washington's blog at Infowars.com has a good boil down of local and national reports. NRC website defies a media blackout. Defines media blackout over Nebraska nuclear plant flooding. CNN, backup generators put to use at Nebraska nuclear plant. We've also got very, very big concern, wildfires near Los Alamos labs that's full of all sorts of nuclear material. And when the areas where nukes were tested get lit on fire, it will put more radiation in the atmosphere. It's like radioactive hell is being released. They've got a big reactor obviously leaking months ago in Canada directly into a major lake system. And our media is saying it's no big deal. So we'll be going over that today as well. Also, a very good report, boiled down on Infowars.com from the American Dream. Genetic modification gone wild. 10 signs that our world may be destined to resemble a really bad science fiction movie. And I want to go over those 10 signs, just 10 that have been in the news the last few days for you. This is ongoing. Also, Monsanto trying to take over world seed supply nation by nation. FDA officially declares the sun unsafe, though. So next you'll have your children CPS'd if any light is allowed to hit them. Of course, you have to have that for health, and cancer goes off the chart when you don't get the sunlight that then produces the vitamins inside your body you need. But the Cass Sunstein said his regulations are, it's going to be illegal to get sun. He said, and you should be arrested if you say sun is good for you. I'm not joking. He also said, if you're a 9/11 truther or question global warming, you can't make up this level of tyranny. So that's coming up. Also, the EPA and the courts, the CO2 question. Excellent article from Pittsburgh Tribune Review. Getting the fact this wasn't a victory that California called for more carbon taxes and the Supreme Court said no. Because in the ruling, they say only the EPA has the authority. And don't worry, they're going to start taxing that for you. And they're saying the states have no rights. So very, very dangerous 10th Amendment attack. And, of course, it attacks other facets as well and more empowers the out-of-control Environmental Protection Agency that is outside of Congress's authority. Supreme Court says, well, they're authorized under Congress. Congress didn't pass the new carbon taxes, but the EPA is implementing them by executive fiat. So that's coming up. And, of course, the big news, we've got joining us from Tripoli, Webster Griffin Tarpley. He's been there for days, but phone service has been out for the bombing. It's a secret mission. We weren't allowed to talk about it until today. We'll see if he's able to join us in 30 minutes. And Wayne Madsen, who's been to Tripoli, he's going to be joining us. He's back from traveling outside the U.S. Those two guests today. But the big TSA news, stay with us. It's coming up.
you owe the IRS money you can't pay, then listen carefully, because you already know that the problem won't go away by itself. You can get help today from the leading tax expert in the country, Dan Pilla.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. The IRS isn't going to just forget about you. Right now, the IRS is hiring thousands of tax collectors to go after delinquent accounts just like yours. That's why you need to take action today, and I can help. I take a simple but proven approach to solving your tax debt problem. First, I stabilize collections so you don't have to worry about wage and bank levies. Next, I build a detailed plan to get your debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even eliminated. Finally, I work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. So call now for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829.
Dan Pilla will solve your tax problem, guaranteed. He's helped thousands of people, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
This is Alex Jones with five good reasons you should consider buying a solar power generator. Number one, new climate legislation could easily double or triple your electric bill. Number two, our new energy czar wants to control how much power your electric company allows you to have. It's true. Total government control of electricity in the name of smart grid technology is coming. Number three, in some areas of the country, the power grid is dangerously overloaded. And now, new socialist legislation is only compounding the problem. Number four, dangerous weather is always a threat to local grids. Every year, thousands of families lose their power from weather-related outages. Number five, a solar power generator provides powerful backup, insurance, and peace of mind. Folks, I really believe in the solar power generators offered by Solutions from Science, one of my oldest sponsors. You can get more information at www.mysolarbackup.com. That's mysolarbackup.com. Remember, the government doesn't own the sun, so go to mysolarbackup.com or call 1-877-327-0365.
You know that drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health, and most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of most alkaline minerals available. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins and acid, helping you to regain your energy and health. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body to rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen, and raises the pH of your body to optimal levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
This is going to be an incredibly important broadcast. I am begging you out there to think for yourselves, to check the information I'm going to give you, and to really, really open up your mind and hear what I am about to say. Everything is accelerating more and more on every front, economic, spiritual, military, health-wise. Everything is coming to a head, and then that head will explode, and then it will lead to a greater cascade. The world is going into an just amazing time of flux. Corruption and those that are attracted to its dark light is expanding virally. Goodness, at the same time, throughout history, only is roused and awakened when things get bad. And the corrupt forces, the social engineers, have written countless white papers on how they've set up the final tyranny, the final revolution. They've studied how goodness, how wholesomeness, how those of us that love light and beauty and all that is good builds and then explodes against evil. Always when evil comes in, its archetypes, at its point of total takeover is when good rises. and the system has studied this, and it is cold-bloodedly trying to sell death, destruction, ugliness, all the vampire movies, all the Lady Gaga, all the rappers now about serial killing and kidnapping and murdering women and children and women killing their husbands. And we're being sold a nihilistic view so we don't tune into our survival instinct that directs us, so that we will basically allow ourselves to think it's sexy to lose, sexy to fail, to think it's cool to give in to weakness. And this can only be sold during a time of incredible decadence. People who are spoiled rotten from birth, have no connection to reality, are involved in arrested development, they basically are taught that evil and darkness and corruption is powerful and cool, and that somehow it's fun to spiritually align yourself with it. That is the great crossroads we're at, and that's why they're pumping pure death, pure destruction into us as a type of psychological warfare mechanism. And I'll talk more about that in the third hour today. Joining us in T-minus 22 minutes, Webster Griffin Tarpley from Tripoli. He would have been on Friday. He would have been on Sunday. The phones have been out under intense NATO bombing. Historian and economist Webster Tarpley in Tripoli under bombardment, if he's able to join us, coming up in T-minus 21 minutes. We weren't supposed to talk about it until he did this first interview, but he's now there in place, and we're going to have him on today coming up. Wayne Madsen, who's also been to Tripoli, investigative journalist, formerly the National Security Agency. He'll be joining us at the bottom of the next hour. It'll be open phones and news and key breakdowns of other intelligence after that coming up in the third hour today. Now, all of that said, let me just read you the stacks here, okay? Just the first article in each stack. U.S. plans stealth survey on access to doctors ahead of nationalizing doctors, forcing you to serve in the National Health Care Service. New York Times, Daily Mail, now Obama's sending out snoopers to pose as patients so they can check up on doctors. This is every industry. The preachers, the police, anybody, quote, infrastructure protection. They're giving security clearances to the TSA. They're giving it to bridge repair people, and they got little petty power trips at their secret police, and it's a total takeover. We're going to be going over that. Obviously, Greece's deputy prime minister warns of tanks in the streets, mass suicides if second bailout vote down by Greek parliament. Remember what we were told in 2008 in October: give the banks tens of trillions. It's an open window of $870 billion that they got over and over again, over $27 trillion last time we got the numbers, most of it to offshore private families and banks. Paulson told the closed sessions of House and Senate, you do what we say or there'll be martial law and blood in the streets. Same thing's being said. This will be the second bailout for Greece, which is really a payment to the banks. If they go along with it, their future is totally doomed to third worldom. By the way, they're getting rid of homework now in Southern California, because this is by design, because the people are so dumbed down, it's now a third world country. People say, well, education's failing. No, this is in the government documents that Charlotte Isserby, former head of policy, Department of Education, documented. It is to turn us educationally, chemically, into the servile creatures. Land of the free, home of the brave, the roughest, toughest, most adventurous, swashbuckling, trailblazing pirates, killers, madmen. Six shooters. Look what we've turned into, ladies and gentlemen. Whether you're black or white or Native American, you all went through adversity and absolute endless war and hardcore Conan the Barbarian activity. Look at you now. What happened to us? Scientific dictatorship happened. Rekindle your instincts to be a wild, free human. Turn on your instincts. Turn on the life force, ladies and gentlemen. It's unstoppable, and you'll truly be alive. You can only see what I've seen. If you could only commit to history, you'd realize why you're so weak, why you feel so powerless, why you behave like jellyfish. It's because you don't have a fire in your soul. Only liberty, only the spirit of 1776, the animating spirit of liberty that God can breathe into men and women, will quench your thirst. Sorry. Let me continue. It's all coming down, ladies and gentlemen. Meanwhile, they're threatening the same thing here in the United States, saying we'll lose our debt rating if we don't give the bankers even more money. Threat of $100 billion hit if U.S. top rating loss, Financial Times of London. It's all happening right now. We're going to break this down. As the economic dictatorship, the banker occupation rolls on, we've got incredible nuclear reactor news in the United States. Turns out that the facility has been flooded. The power is off. They're on diesel generators at Fort Calhoun. Our listeners said this was happening weeks ago from people they knew in the plant. We were flooded with calls, but I couldn't confirm it. I guess I could get on an airplane, but those facilities have got guys with guns guarding them. How am I going to find out? Again, under national security, they hide what's really going on here. Los Alamos is on fire. Very, very big concern. Wildfire nears Los Alamos lab. It's already on the nuclear testing areas. So it's reigniting all that stuff and getting into the atmosphere. That's MSNBC. It is all coming up. But first, before I get into the incredible treachery, the off-the-charts betrayal, duplicity that I have never even seen from Bill Clinton or Al Gore, who were masters of duplicity and deception, of slickness, of sliminess, Rick Perry and the Speaker of the Texas House and the Leader of the Senate, Dewhurst, they make Clinton and Obama and Bush look like pikers, look like addled idiots. Okay, this information, and yes, we're going to have a citizen filibuster today, tomorrow, and Wednesday. We're going to make sure, we're going to go talk to our representatives. I'm going to tell you what a citizen filibuster is. I'm inventing it today. I invented it this morning out of anger at 7 a.m. talking to Paul Watson and reading over the legislation. I'm going to break it all down for you. But starting at 4 o'clock today at that Capitol, in fact, start now. Get over there now. I'm going to explain what a citizen filibuster is. I'm inventing it here. Only you can breathe life into it. Only you can animate it. Will you animate it? Will you step forward into history? Before I do that, I want to play a clip from Bug's Life we played from time to time about why the feds are so upset, why they're twisting arms, and why they've engaged in extremely dirty tricks to get this. Because if Texas stands up and people, the feds can only have victory after victory. If they ever have a defeat at the state level, it's starting to happen all over the country in different ways, the idea that we can use the Constitution to overthrow their tyranny will get purchase. It will get a foothold, and their time is over. So this is very exciting that we pushed them into a second session and that we're going to push them into a third. First, pray that the regular session, second session, and then a second special session, a third session. It ends Wednesday. We need to get in there, tell the state reps, tell the senators, look, just don't show up for votes, talk to others, kill all the legislation. And explain to them, you're not going to get all your other garbage through until you do this. And I'm going to explain Perry's duplicity in a moment and what's happened. They've killed the bill. This is, they killed it on Friday. They've officially put nails in it today. Okay. And I'm going down there at 4 o'clock today, but you could start going now, and I'm going to break it all down. But first, here's a Bug's Life as we go out to break.
There was that ant that stood up to me.
Yeah, but we can forget about him.
Yeah, it was just one ant.
Ooh.
One ant.
Yeah, you're right. It's just one ant.
Yeah, boss. They're puny.
Puny? Say, let's pretend this grain is a puny little ant.
Didn't that hurt?
Nope.
Well, how about this one?
Are you kidding?
How about this?
Dumps a giant container of grain on them. Instead of one, it's hundreds.
You let one ant stand up to us, then they all might stand up. Those puny little ants outnumber us 100 to 1. And if they ever figure that out, there goes our way of life. It's not about food. It's about keeping those ants in line. That's why we're going back.
Does anybody else want to stay?
And they all turn their wings on and fly out to go oppress the ants. Now, we're at the crossroads. If they can make 95-year-old women going home to die with their family take a diaper off and stand for 45 minutes while they strip search them, if they can grow up little girls, and if they can microwave you in the porno scanners, And they can make you walk through the athlete's foot laden, use dirty gloves on you. They can do anything, like go to school proms, as they're now announcing. This is the federal power grab. This is the 10th and 9th Amendment fight. This is what our ancestors fought. We'll be right back with the treachery, with the treason. You'll want to stay with us.
The largest part of gaining radiant health is detoxification. You can drink ionized water, cleanse your intestines, eat a perfect diet, and even take lots of quality supplements, and in many instances, only make minimal progress. What is the key to detoxifying your body of mercury, heavy metals, chemicals, and drugs? It is glutathione. Glutathione is the master antioxidant used to detoxify your entire body. It stops free radicals, keeps cells young, and reduces inflammation. One World Whey protein powder may be able to raise your glutathione production by 64% or more. One World Whey is more effective than any other whey protein powder on the market because it is unheated and from grass-fed cows. All other, quote, cold-processed whey protein powders have been heated and damaged by 15% or more. One World Whey comes in three delicious flavors. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldwhey.com. That's oneworldwhey.com.
Iodine protection packs from hempusa.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include microplant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock, save you money, and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a silver dollar in a book explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
The folks at eFoods Direct have saved you from the huge price increases on food by buying raw materials ahead and packing your supplies themselves. They haven't increased their prices on great long-term food reserves since last year. With the rising cost of raw materials and gas prices, they can't hold off any longer. As of July 1st, eFoods Direct is forced to increase their prices so they can still ship you the best storable food on the planet. Until the end of June, you can lock in the cost of your food at last year's prices by calling 800-409-5633. Your time is running out to build your supply with the best food on the planet at last year's prices with eFoods Direct. Call 800-409-5633. Prices go up at the end of June. Go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex, call 800-409-5633, or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex.
Where can you find a super strength potassium iodide supplement? Right here at ThyroidKI.com. With global radiation levels at record highs, is your thyroid safe from radioactive iodine poisoning? Potassium iodide, the key ingredient in Thyroid KI, is proven to block radioactive iodine from damaging your thyroid. Thyroid damage is permanent and can lead to thyroid cancer. Unlike other potassium iodide products, Thyroid KI is formulated in convenient 32.5 milligram tablets and is independently tested for purity with a 100% money-back guarantee. With limited stock selling fast, act now. Prepare yourself and protect your family. Use coupon code THYROID for a 10% discount. Visit ThyroidKI.com. That's Thyroid, the letter K, the letter I.com. ThyroidKI.com. Or call 855-599-9444. 855-599-9444. Again, that's 855-599-9444.
Okay, what's happened is, with the states' rights battle, the Fourth Amendment battle, the dignity battle, where strangers with no due process, no proof of a crime, grab your genitals and actually squeeze them to find out what they are. This has happened to Miss USA. It's happened to state reps in Texas. It's happened to Ron Paul, Jesse Ventura. The list goes on and on. I've watched it happen to children. The naked body scanners, the lies about radiation, all of it. This is about a federal power grab. And what's happened is a long train of deception. Rick Perry said he supported it. Then when they passed unanimously in the House and they had a near unanimous one vote against in the Senate, David Dewhurst went in there and killed it. They didn't let it come to the floor. And it came out that he'd done that. And Senator Patrick and others, who were very prominent, came out and said they witnessed it. Then they did what Perry always does. Act like you're for something, but then kill it. Remember, this is Al Gore's former chief of staff. This is a guy that tried to force girls to take forced inoculations of a deadly vaccine they knew was killing people in the trials. This is the guy that got an award in 2005 from Vicente Fox for setting up sanctuary cities and giving free in-state tuition to illegals. Look it up! We've written articles with links to mainstream news. This guy is like Bill Clinton on steroids, but he talks about being conservative. And so they killed it. Then Perry wouldn't put it on the legislative session, the special session. He waited till a couple of weeks of it was over. Then he lied on record and said, well, it's too late to put it on. When he can put it on, he's the only one that can do it. And then he said, there's not enough time. And they said, well, you're the one that can put it on. You can call for another session if you want. And so he did, and last Monday. Then they said, wait till Friday, we'll vote on it. Then the Senate didn't show up. The Speaker of the House, who'd voted for the bill when it was voted for unanimously, came out and said, it's a stunt. It does nothing. When the Attorney General had even been involved writing it. And it clearly said, it's official oppression for a police officer, state police, it's already on the books, anybody, to come up and grab your genitals without a warrant or due process. You know, if a cop sees you shove a gun in your pants and think you're about to do something, then they could tackle you and try to get it out of your pants. But you don't just line people up and do this. It's the end of innocent until proven guilty. And so all of that happened. And the whole country's watching this. And so now, suddenly, first they kill it in the Senate for politics. Then they pass, okay, now it's your turn to take a political hit. They tell the Speaker of the House. He comes out and says it's dead. Now, this is one of the chief authors of the bill. This is Representative David Simpson. We've interviewed many times. This is TSA Tyranny, their website. Not all the disinfo, okay? TSA Tyranny withdraws support from House version of TSA anti-groping bill, HB 41. They blocked it last week. Now they've gutted it as basically just a resolution with no teeth where it won't do anything. Now, we've got today to try to get them to rescramble it and bring back the old bill. But the point is, we don't need to have little permitted demonstrations out front that are ignored with cops bugging their eyes out at us. We need to go in and talk to our representatives, our servants, with what I'm dubbing a citizen filibuster. And I'm inventing this. Now, what you do is you go in legally and lawfully, go in any entrance you want, 4 o'clock today. I say start getting there now. And you go in to the Speaker of the House, the governor's office, you go into the lieutenant governor's office, the culprits, and you let them know that you're upset with what's happening. But more importantly, you then go and tell your servants, in a focused, serious, but polite way, looking them in the eye, you then go to your House members. You then go to Senate members, and you go in and you say, I want on record where you are. Don't try to duck this. You need to say that you're not going to show up for votes, and you're going to get others to stand down like they did last Friday to kill the bill. They tentatively killed it then, pretty much officially today. According to David Simpson and others, I agree with their analysis. So there's a lot of people that just want to get a fake resolution to declare victory. We're not here to be given fake things. We want the real deal. And we want the federal state constitutional challenge. We want the constitutional crisis. Just like we want the House and Senate to stand up to Obama for not even getting authorization from them for the war and saying he doesn't need authorization because he has the UN. Big things are happening right now, and history is unfolding right now. And I need everybody all over Texas to get in your cars now. I'll be there at 4, and I'll come in there at the south entrance, the one where Congress comes right up, 4 o'clock, bright-eyed, bushy-tailed. I'm going to be there, and I'm going into that Capitol, and I'm going to go in to the different House and Senate offices. And I'm going to bring my citizen filibuster to them and say, look, hold up all the other legislation. That's what House and Senate members should do. Those of you that have filibuster power, go in and filibuster the entire session. That's what you're supposed to do in a crisis like this. And so we can block all the other bills they're trying to pass. most of them, you know, globalist power grabs, to force a whole nother special session, to force Perry out in the open again, to put it back on that legislative session, to continue keeping this issue front and center. Who wins the fight against tyranny is who wants it most. You've got to continue and go 12 rounds.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
The folks at eFoods Direct have saved you from the huge price increases on food by buying raw materials ahead and packing your supplies themselves. They haven't increased their prices on great long-term food reserves since last year. With the rising cost of raw materials and gas prices, they can't hold off any longer. As of July 1st, eFoods Direct is forced to increase their prices so they can still ship you the best storable food on the planet. Until the end of June, you can lock in the cost of your food at last year's prices by calling 800-409-5633. Your time is running out to build your supply with the best food on the planet at last year's prices with eFoods Direct. Call 800-409-5633. Prices go up at the end of June. Go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Call 800-409-5633 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex.
They helped to create a new world order.
We are part of a new world order.
A new world order based upon collective action.
Invisible Empire is a damning indictment of the globalists through their own words and documents.
The new world order really is a tool for addressing a new world of possibilities.
It means all the world under their control.
The United Nations would take over America. The Trilateral Commission would control the world.
Invisible Empire chronicles how men of power and influence have worked in stealth for centuries to establish an oppressive world government.
I believe, first of all, that we now need nothing short of a world constitution for the global financial system.
Global governance with the establishment of the G20.
So it's going to be an inner ruling elite and then everyone else. And I got news for you. You're everyone else.
Invisible Empire. Secure your copy today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com. Or watch it online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Will I have garlic breath after I take Ali-C?
We get that question all the time about the world's best garlic extract, Ali-C. And the answer is, Ali-C contains stabilized allicin, nature's antimicrobial agent, and the active ingredient in crushed garlic, but will not give you garlic breath. Scientifically proven in double-blind studies, using low doses of allicin greatly reduces the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Our powerful Ali-C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin. Just one tablet of Ali-C is equivalent to 40 garlic cloves. It's effective against asthma, MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections, and helps lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. Plus, it's a natural mosquito repellent. Boost resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Ali-C. For more information and to order Ali-C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 877-888-7126 or garlichealthproducts.com. Fight back with Ali-C.
Dark as shame, darling, dark as shame. Thank you for all the joy.
Yeah, I want to say, Donker Shane, I love you. I appreciate you, all the listeners out there, for the incredible job that you've been doing spreading the word about liberty and freedom, the actions you've been taking. None of us are going to save the world by ourselves, but incrementally, by reaching out to others, incrementally, by continuing to resist corruption, you basically expose it. You basically are able to then call it out. We're going to be talking to Webster Griffin Tarpley, a doctor of history and also an economist who bravely traveled to Tripoli. We knew about this last week, but weren't able to announce it until now. He would have been on Sunday, but the bombardments have knocked out the telephones. Now we have the International Criminal Court, which is a total kangaroo court on record. It's completely phony. Usually they kill you in custody, like Slobodan Milosevic, because they don't want all the real evidence coming out. But they are calling for his arrest now, and there's a bunch of generals over the weekend testifying to Congress. It's now come out in closed session that they do want ground invasion, as we told you a few weeks ago. So that is coming up. Now, continuing here, Texans to launch citizen filibuster over TSA groping. Campaign seeks to pressure public servants into following will of the people. This just went live at prisonplanet.com. Please get this article out to everyone you know. Twitter everyone. Call friends. Call the local radio. Tell everybody. Citizens are going to be in the Capitol today, tomorrow, and Wednesday in the last days of the special session. And the tactic is go in and ask your state reps to filibuster and to block all the other legislation, so they're forced to either do the right thing, we've already had a unanimous vote in the House, and ban the TSA engaging in criminal activity, or just enforce the existing law, and at the same time get those state reps and Senate members to let the lieutenant governor, the Speaker of the House, and the governor know that if they don't follow the will of the people, the law, and the unanimous House and the near unanimous Senate, if they continue to violate House and Senate rules and have the leadership kill the bill, they've now got a watered down version. And David Simpson is saying he's withdrawn his support. It's just a glorified resolution. So we need to go in there and be there today, tonight, tomorrow, and the next day, and chant outside the doors of the House and Senate. To the point that they get the message and understand, either pass the bill because you've already voted for it before and enforce the law, or we're going to force this thing into another special session. And that's the last thing Rick Perry wants right now. Rick Perry does not want that because he has to wait till the session's over because he's pledged to do it before he announces to run for president. So believe me, this has got him really, really concerned. I'm going down there at 4 o'clock. I don't particularly want to go down there, but it's my duty. I'm going to be down there for a few hours. You can show up at 4, 6, 10, whenever you can. They'll be going to midnight the next few days. Get there early in the morning. Get there in the afternoon tomorrow. But the big time to show up is today at 4 o'clock. So the next 3 days, we need citizens of Texas and people that love freedom to be crawling all over that Capitol. It's our house. And if we don't use it, we'll lose it. So more coming up in the next hour. Texans to launch citizen filibuster over TSA groping. I explain what this tactic is at InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. Other big article, new document proves TSA mischaracterized safety aspects of full body scanners. Big breaking news at PrisonPlanet.com and InfoWars.com. But again, TSA tyranny, David Simpson's site. Withdraw support for House version of TSA anti-groping bill, HB 41, that's coming up for a vote in the next few hours because it is a gutted whitewash and they break it down. That's also at InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. Now, going to Tripoli, Webster Griffin Tarpley is our guest, the author of the unauthorized biography of George Herbert Walker Bush and Barack Obama, a doctor of history and an economist. Tarpley, you let us know the day before you were leaving last week, but that we couldn't talk about it until you got into the country. We understand why. You've got a lot of courage, my friend. You're well-traveled. Why are you there? What are you witnessing in Tripoli as the globalists admit, a top general admits to Congress, they're preparing for ground war?
Well, I'm sort of on a fact-finding mission, Alex. Thank you for having me on. The idea here is to come here and see what is actually happening. And there have been a number of people coming through here. You've probably seen Cynthia McKinney, might have seen Wayne Madsen, a number of academics from the United States, people from other parts of the world have been invited. So there's a kind of a modest flow of people coming in to do essentially a fact-finding mission. And I think these are things that people ought to be aware of. This is a very, very extreme case of imperialism, right? What you might call the New World Order. This is, in many ways, the leading edge of it. And I would just like to share some impressions, first of all, of what happens when you get here. You can't come in the normal way through an airplane or even through a boat. You could come from Italy by boat. But they won't let you do that. They have a no-fly zone, so there's no commercial aircraft traffic, and even the Libyan fishing boats along the Mediterranean coast are now now being shot at by predator drones of the United States as they go out and try to provide some fish for people's dinner tables. And the food here it's excellent, but it's very heavily based on fish. So what happens is you drive in, essentially. You drive across the Tunisian border, usually, and the first thing you see is there are these checkpoints every 5 to 10 kilometers. I think probably we went by maybe 40 or maybe even 50 of these checkpoints. And you're driving through the North African desert, right through the Libyan Maghreb desert in the night. The roads are filled with heavy trucks because there is commerce going on. These sanctions are not as watertight as people think. And you come to these checkpoints, and this is partly the Libyan army, but they're also supplemented by volunteers, and many of them are women volunteers, and quite a lot of them are black women volunteers. And what you could see is Gaddafi has a very serious base of support, or maybe it's more accurate to say the Libyan government.
He's now handed out 2 million machine guns, grenade launchers, hand grenades, and when the U.S. NATO force rolls in there in October, it is going to be an absolute bloodbath.
I think that's very important, Alex. This is something that they've told us about. They've essentially given 1 to 2 million Kalashnikovs, Storm, these assault rifles, as you mentioned, and that's people's war. And if you really are a dictator, this is something you cannot do. If Gaddafi had been in reality what the U.S. propaganda says he is, why, as soon as everybody got those Kalashnikovs, that would have been the end of the current government, and instead the...
Well, Webster, they now admit, Amnesty admits, the State Department, no rape gangs with Viagra. They admit the baby incubator story was fake. It's the same group doing that. They admit he didn't run to Venezuela all those times. That was destabilized. And they now admit, the top admirals come out and admitted, yes, we're trying to kill Gaddafi. Well, obviously, when they're blowing up all of his houses and government buildings every time he's in them, obviously they're trying to do that. They tell us it's not a war. It is a war. And I meant to get the reports yesterday. I mentioned it. But even Reuters and AP are admitting that Congress has been told, yes, the ground forces are ready and are going to be needed. The troops have told us this for late September, early October. This is absolutely insane. But please continue from Libya telling us what you're seeing.
Well, just in terms of this people's war, I would warn everybody that the U.S. or NATO or anybody's invasion of Libya is going to be an act of incalculable folly. And this is... It is simply a gratuitous bloodbath.
It's going to make Black Hawk Down look like a picnic.
A picnic. And even with all of the bombing that has gone on so far, what I'm amazed at is the placid attitude of the Libyan people. And normally you'd think that a foreigner, right, of a country that's bombing Libya, that you'd be lynched or you'd be in danger. And nothing could be farther from the truth. There's still a tremendous interest in people coming from abroad, and they're grateful to have you here. But now, an invasion is going to be very different. I'm talking to an ambassador, a distinguished older man, extremely cultured, perfect American, perfect French, knows the ways of the world. And he said, well, if the invasion comes, he said, we, in my household, with my wife and my kids, an extended family, we did a kind of a census, right, what we could do militarily. And he said, well, we figured we had enough RPGs to knock out about 4 tanks and enough ammunition and Kalashnikovs to take care of, a couple of platoons. And that's just one family. And remember, the Libyan population is 6 million, and it breaks down about 1 million are under this rebel council, under this gang of terrorists,
because they're under the Al Qaeda command.
It's what it is, and these the rest of the other 5 million are loyal to the government and to the institutions that have been really successful here in raising the standard of living from one of the lowest, right, rock bottom in Africa.
But notice, Al Qaeda used against the Russians, Al Qaeda used against the Serbs, Al Qaeda used against the Iranian Shiites. Now they're putting in Al Qaeda backed Muslim Brotherhood people in Egypt. I mean, don't folks get it? Anwar al-Awlaki hanging out the Pentagon, Mutala, right, the underwear bomber, gotten on the plane by the government. Al Qaeda is a secret army of the private banking cartel.
Right, it certainly is. And but in terms of what happens with Libya, the other thing about it is it is a tribal society, and as people talk about it, right, they say everyone is a member of one or the other of the tribes. Now, what that means, though, is that even if the government is decapitated or these other things they're trying to do, that will not solve the problem for NATO, because there is a ready-made combat organization which is available in the form of the tribes. And there is no way around this, no matter what you do, as long as anybody lives here at all.
And you can't buy them all off. And you can't buy them all off.
No, you can't, because there's a very strong sense of nationalism. There's a devotion to having a united country. So I would simply urge people, if you look at that vote in the House of Representatives last week, it was 238 to 180 concerning cutting off the money. And it means that it lost. 238 voted for war, 180 voted for no money and no war. Now, that simply means if you could shift 30 votes from the war column into the peace column, you would cut off the funding. And I think that's worth a real try. Number one, if people are from the Tea Party or Republicans or conservative Democrats, they've got to realize this is al-Qaeda. The people that run Benghazi and Darna and Tobruk, those are terrorists. Those are veterans of Iraq and Afghanistan.
The leader admits he killed Americans in Iraq, and we're unpatriotic because we don't support al-Qaeda, Webster.
There we go. And the other one, though, is the massacre, the atrocities against black Africans, people from Mali or Somalia or Chad, under the rebel regime. That ought to be enough to move the entire Black Caucus out of the war column and into the peace column if they're not there already. And then there is this great man-made river, and the fact that when they talk about revolution, everybody in this country will say Gaddafi and his government, that's the revolution. That's the anti-colonial, anti-imperialist revolution that actually means something. Whereas these people in Benghazi, those are monarchists. Those are religious obscurantists. They're the Muslim Brotherhood and Al-Qaeda.
Well, I mean, they openly want the old British monarchy, back monarchy group put back in.
Yes, and in effect, that's what they would do. So I think militarily, the stuff you hear about the progress of the rebels, this is simply nonsense. But I want to go back to those checkpoints in the night, because I want people to understand, if you want to know where the front line of the fight for civilization is, it's those Libyan soldiers, volunteers, women, many of them, standing out there in the night, knowing the only hope of those rebels is to get terrorists into the city of Tripoli, and they're going to have to get them through those checkpoints. And they're not going to do very well, because, again, there's a checkpoint every 5 or 10 kilometers. And we were lucky that we got to go by, because we had you know, a little bit of extra, you know, getting through some of these checkpoints. But for a lot of people, it's a laborious process, but they're willing to do it. And again, the support, it seems to me, is virtually seamless. And nobody here is going to let NATO come in, and nobody here is going to let those Benghazi tribes come in. A lot of those people in Benghazi turn out actually to be foreigners. They're from Afghanistan or Pakistan or wherever they're from. They're from Egypt, some of them.
It's same old al-Qaeda, al-Qaeda. Now, Webster, their only hope then is to kill Gaddafi. Gaddafi knows that. He's committed to stay. And I'm not saying he's an angel, but compared to al-Qaeda, I mean, I'll pick, you know.
Compared to that, I think we'll take it
Yeah, I mean, I'm sorry. I'm not for al-Qaeda, folks. I know that makes me un-American. I mean, we're trying real history. You know, our government created al-Qaeda, and I'm against it, so I'm anti-government. But Webster, their only hope is to kill Gaddafi, and it's on. I mean, it's now in the news that they're telling Congress behind closed doors, it's come out in major newspapers that, yeah, the invasion is on September, October. They're going to call it a peace mission. That's also in the news, rolling the tanks in. I mean, and whether this was a good war or not, he didn't even go to Congress. At least Bush did that. This is high treason. And even Nadler, you know, the obese gun grabber up in New York, has said Obama is becoming a king, an emperor. This is unacceptable. So this is, anybody who believes in rule of law has got to be against this new war.
Let me just comment on these attempts to kill Gaddafi, because I've visited now Gaddafi's compound, his villa, I guess you'd say, bombed out. What NATO seems to be using is these are kind of a projectile that divides into eight parts. It seems to be it breaks up into
it's a cluster bomb.
Yeah, but it's something more than a cluster bomb, because it's more heavy duty. So it's suitable to destroy, you know, something about the size of a football field, but it destroys heavy buildings. I mean, it's not just a shrapnel fragmentation device. So I've been in Gaddafi's villa. Now, a couple of things about this. You go into the room where Gaddafi would receive the visits of African leaders, governments, heads of state, and other, you know, diplomatic events of state. And you look at this. This is not the palace of, I don't know who. It looks like the rec room of a comfortable upper middle class family. But there's nothing, bombastic about this. There's nothing super luxurious. I mean, there's no...
The point is, he lives in a tent. So, well, Webster, we got to go to break.
Hard time.
Absolutely. I want to come back here. The point is, they say, oh, look, he's got all this money. Yeah, he's sitting on gold, knowing that when he got invaded, he would be able to pay for things. Ladies and gentlemen, a totally illegal UN war backed by Al-Qaeda, started by the West 4 months ago, a month before the UN ridiculous resolution. Now the International Court of Criminals, they are the criminals, is saying arrest Gaddafi, and they're telling you this isn't a war as the ground troops are readied off the coast. From Tripoli, Webster Tarpley, straight ahead.
We all know that Berkey water purification systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey water filtration systems. The Berkey light systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653 or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
This is Alex Jones with five good reasons you should consider buying a solar power generator. Number one, new climate legislation could easily double or triple your electric bill. Number two, our new energy czar wants to control how much power your electric company allows you to have. It's true. Total government control of electricity in the name of smart grid technology is coming. Number three, in some areas of the country, the power grid is dangerously overloaded. And now, new socialist legislation is only compounding the problem. Number four, dangerous weather is always a threat to local grids. Every year, thousands of families lose their power from weather-related outages. Number five, a solar power generator provides powerful backup, insurance, and peace of mind. Folks, I really believe in the solar power generators offered by Solutions from Science, one of my oldest sponsors. You can get more information at www.mysolarbackup.com. That's mysolarbackup.com. Remember, the government doesn't own the sun, so go to mysolarbackup.com or call 1-877-327-0365.
Phase 1 of the insider's plan for a one-world government has been initiated with the recent bailout. International bankers and power brokers have engineered the current crisis to create a new currency and a new world bank to act as savior. But we've only seen the beginning. Their next engineered crisis will be on a scale never before seen in modern times. Shortages and empty shelves will spread fear and panic across the land. The insiders have discovered that they must control two things to seize total power. Phase 1 is a one-world currency, which we are currently being prepared to accept. Phase 2 of their insidious plan is complete control of our food supplies. Go to www.foodshortageusa.com for the details. That's www.foodshortageusa.com to learn how to prepare for the unthinkable. Don't wait for empty shelves. Learn how to make your own survival foods for pennies on the dollar. Go to foodshortageusa.com or call 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365.
Well, I got a ton of other geopolitical, economic news to cover, and I'm going to keep Webster Tarpley a little bit into the next hour with us. This is his first interview from Tripoli. He's been there for several days, left late last week. Webster, you've got the floor. Continue to break down what you're witnessing, and what does it signify that International Criminal Court, other people they grab, like Milosevic, it's on record, they poison. So you don't ever go to trial there. It's total kangaroo. You can't call witnesses. This is the private court of the private bankers, and they're trying to get the Supreme Court to rule they can grab Americans whenever they want. And Obama's saying they are the boss now. He takes his orders from them, not from Congress. So this is just incredible. Webster.
Yes.
Break down what's happening. Continue.
Sure. The thing you see, you go out sometimes in the daytime or at night, and you hear the sound of these NATO aircraft up in the air, and you realize that they can let fly at any time, and that they're killing people just about every day. Now, we've been rather lucky here in Tripoli for the last 3 days. We haven't had, as far as I can see, any big bombing here in the city. The bombing has been concentrated in Brega, out on the fighting front against these terrorists, along the Mediterranean coast. But they have a kind of an idea that 4 o'clock in the morning is the hour of the wolf, and that's when the NATO killers can strike. Right? And there's absolutely no warning, and these projectiles break up into 8 parts, and it destroys a compound. Another compound we visited it's in a place called Sorman, if you look on the map, S-O-R-M-A-N, 70 kilometers west of Tripoli here. And this was the home of an important guy. They were trying to kill him, too. They tried to kill Gaddafi in his compound. One of the other generals that joined Gaddafi in the coup d'etat of 1968-69 that overthrew the monarchy and created a modern state, because that's what this is a guy called Al-Khwaldi Al-Khamedi. He's a general, and in this ruined compound of his, you can see a picture of him meeting with Egyptian President Nasser, right, back in the 60s, presumably. So this is another one of the top people. And the NATO bombers were attempting to kill him. It's a policy of assassination, murder, mayhem, gratuitous killing. And this was, in some ways, the most heartbreaking, moving event I've seen in the trip so far. His son is a guy called Khalid Al-Khwaldi, who's an engineer, trained in the United States, right, talks like an American, speaks English as well as anybody. And what had happened to him was that his wife had been killed, and his two children had been killed. One of his children was a 4-year-old girl who was going to have her 5th birthday now on the 28th of June. Another was a 4-year-old boy.
But Obama brought them peace. Webster, hold on. Obama told the media last week this is not a war. He brought peace to that 4-year-old. He's a man of peace. Al-Qaeda is helping. How dare you be against... I mean, that 4-year-old was...
Another one of these little kids that just became 6. His birthday had been 4 days before his death. There was one of their aunts. And then they had a Sudanese cook, an African guest worker, in his life. So 10 people killed at about 2 to 3 o'clock in the morning when NATO delivers their cowardly strikes from 40,000 feet against defenseless women and children. And the crowning hypocrisy and depravity of this is NATO claims that this compound was a military base. Well, I'm sorry. I walked around this. We looked in the rubble. Obviously, you don't want to get too close to the rubble because it's filled with depleted uranium.
Oh, my gosh. Webster, you've got so much courage. Stay there.
This is GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.